You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Donna Rockin, the director of the Illinois SBDC Duman Entrepreneurship Center at JVS Chicago and a former successful small business owner with an MBA from Loyola University, Chicago. Donna, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric, so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Donna. So how can America's small business owners get affordable technical assistance?
Affordable technical assistance, actually free technical assistance by qualified business analysts, is usually right in their neighborhood. The Duman Entrepreneurship Center is designated as a small business development center, and there's literally thousands of us across America. And if anybody listening or watching this podcast wants to find a small business development center in their neighborhood, they should go to asbdc-us.org. And they just put in a zip code, and all the ones in their community will show up. They're typically at colleges and universities. We have an unusual one that's at a nonprofit because we had been in the small business business for quite some time. So that was how we were awarded a small business development center designation.
Well, what would be the most popular SBA loan products?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There are community advantage loans for small business owners that most SBDCs can help their clients access. They're usually at $25,000 or $50,000, but there's other SBA products that go up to $5 million. And these small ones under $50,000, they just need to work with a approved SBA technical assistance advisor, and they can help them with the paperwork and get through the loan process, which can be daunting for a new small business owner, but that's where the SBDC steps in and sort of does hand-holding. So with a credit score of 680, most entrepreneurs can get a business loan of up to $25,000, and with a credit score of 720, most can qualify for a $50,000 term loan.
What are the loan funds available for non-traditional lenders?
Well, that's a very important thing. And the Duman Entrepreneurship Center has been a private small business lender since 2001. But I encourage all of your listeners to check out it's microenterpriseworks.org, and it's the National Association of Enterprise Opportunity. There are other private lenders like me, usually other nonprofits scattered all across America, too, that has access to loan funds. So do local community economic development centers. So a lot of times, chambers of commerce or other business entities in the community, they want to start and maintain businesses in their own strip malls, main streets, et cetera. And a lot of times they have access to very affordable loan funds, chambers of commerce. But the other place is to check out microenterpriseworks.org.
Today we are joined by Donna Rockin, the director of the Illinois SBDC Duman Entrepreneurship Center at JVS Chicago, also a former successful small business owner with an MBA from Loyola University Chicago, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. When or how should small business owners use a factor, or how can a factor help with their cash flow, Donna?
Well, you know, a lot of small business owners, especially when they manufacture something or they sell something, they're unaware of factors, but they can Google it and find one in their community. And what a factor does is they lend you money on a purchase order or an invoice that somebody is sending you that they're going to buy something from you. And so instead of giving you 100 cents on the dollar, like if you have a purchase order and it's from a a reputable big business, Macy's or Walmart or Kmart or Ace Hardware, and you have a purchase order, a factor will typically give you about 90 cents on the dollar. So the small business owner has the capital to manufacture the goods and services, fulfill their purchase orders, and then when the factor collects, they give them another few pennies depending on how quickly they could collect from whoever wrote the purchase order. But there's invoice orders. Doctors can use it for, there's medical practice factors that give you financing on the net amount that's after the co-pays. But really, people who provide a good or service regularly and need cash flow should check out a reputable factor. And the way to find a reputable factor is to talk to other members at their Chamber of Commerce.
How can small business owners improve their expense management system?
Well, one of the things is if you have a cost of goods sold and it costs you 60 cents to make your pen and you increase sales by $100, you have 40 bucks that went to the bottom line. But if you can save that $100 because you switched your merchant services or you're doing things more economically and you save 100 bucks, that 100 bucks all falls to the bottom line. So small business owners really should understand and prepare a detailed cash flow, which they can get assistance with at their small business development center, and watch the money coming in and the money going out of their business really on a daily or weekly basis, because they can't afford to squander money. So if they're watching their expenses, you know, maybe switching to voice over internet services and doing things better with the shipping they're handling, getting better contract rates from FedEx or UPS, they really can have an important impact on the bottom line. But it's cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. And if they don't know how to do a cash flow analysis, then they should go to an SBDC.
In conclusion, in less than 60 seconds, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur, obviously our listeners, that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I would say they should start with a business plan. So many times we find entrepreneurs who have jumped into the fray of starting a business and they don't really know where they're going and how they're going to get there. So I would say step number one is write a business plan. And there's all sorts of online services for small business development centers that can give them a template that will help them create a winning business plan.
Great advice. She is Donna Rockin, the director of the Illinois SBDC Duman Entrepreneurship Center at JVS Chicago, and a former successful small business owner with an MBA from Loyola University Chicago. The website of reference is jvschicago.org/Duman, D-U-M-A-N. Donna, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's been a pleasure.
Ours as well. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
From my end, I would just say, you know, for budding entrepreneurs, take the leap. Jump. Do it. Go in head first. You know, do your homework. Make sure you've dotted all your I's, crossed all your T's, researched everything forwards and backwards. But go. Do it. You know, I think the biggest problem that we have right now is we have so much information, so much news coming at us. The economy's bad, da-da-da-da. Let me tell you, somebody's making money somewhere. And the thing is, you've got to get over that paralysis, and you just got to go, and you just got to do. And, you know, it's better to be moving in the wrong direction, being able to change course, than it is to just not be moving at all.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.